the Best of Britannia Festival in Londinium. I've been working my way from sample to sample. I've had myself some Fever Tree, which is quite nice, ginger beer, and then I couldn't help but notice a spirit of sorts. And a gentleman is explaining to me the backstory, the story right now, and I'd actually like to hear about hopes for the future. The story connected to this particular spirit. I'm being very careful what I say, because when I saw it, I was convinced that this was whiskey. Nick Pye is standing next to me. Tell me more about what it is you do.
We are Albion Racing Club. We set up the business about a year ago, and we make a spiced malt spirit. I too also choose my words very carefully. It's not a whiskey. We go as if we're going to make. We go through the process that you would normally make a single malt. We distill our product in the same way, but instead of aging it, so sticking it to be called a whiskey, it has to be in the barrel for 2-3 years. Instead of aging it, we actually spice it. So we use some of the techniques used from the rum production. And we spice it with vanilla pods and a little bit of coffee. So you end up with a lighter, smoother, but still with that distinctive taste.
That's interesting, because I didn't get the vanilla, I didn't necessarily get the coffee, which for me is a good thing, because I tend to avoid all coffee liqueurs and things like that. I don't know why.
It's definitely not sweet. Our aim was to try and create something that was had a lighter taste, a smoother taste, but without being sweet or sticky or any of that. So it's not a liqueur in the classic sense of a sticky.
No, for me, apart from the nose, which for me was a little bit close to experiments I've had, I'm going to say, with a friend who is making some very interesting stuff with an alembic still, it gave me a kind of feeling that I was drinking a single pot still Irish. So how many times is it distilled?
So we distill it 5 times.
To
get the smoothness. Because we don't have any aging in it. We don't have any wiggle room. So we distill it 5 times, throw away the heads and the tails, so we end up with a really smooth malt spirit.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to like it. No. Because I thought he's being sneaky. He's leaving the word whiskey off for a reason here. And I'm not going to like it, because if it's not a whiskey, people just assume it's a liqueur or something. And I tasted it, and I'm sorry, I do.
Well, it's not. It's good that you do. But yeah, the aim was to try and come up with something which is crafted, it's handmade, but without it being a sort of classic whiskey. It means it's very, very adaptable. We can use it in lots of different cocktails. I prefer drinking it neat as is, but it also makes great cocktails. It's kind of got the flavour profile, allows you to. You can pick up the coffee and make an espresso martini. We have an English old fashioned, which we call the archaic, which is basically an old fashioned, but instead you hook out the bourbon. So you can, any cocktail you normally do with bourbon, you hook that out. And we also, the vanilla note means you can play with. We do an Arken Stormy, which is our Albion Racing
Club.
And
Stormy.
It's
with
clever,
it.
Isn't it? Yeah. which is apple juice, ginger beer, and our Albion as well. So it's good fun to play with.
What kind of conversations have you had with the whiskey snobs?
So,
because you're in a perfect opportunity, a perfect positioning to actually create a decent English whiskey.
So yeah, the whiskey fraternity who we've met, from the consumer's point of view, I think they'd see it very clearly as being something different and distinct. I think the guys who are really into their whiskey see it as being something different, so they're looking for that distinctive sort of PTTCP kind of smell and taste, and they see what we're doing is different. A lot of them have been quite complimentary about it, because we're not pretending to be we're not trying to pretend to be anything we're not.
There's a certain amount of disruption still happening within the drinks industry on lots of different levels, and you are adding to that, which is a good thing, because why shouldn't we evolve? We can always embrace what is great from the past and move forward.
So there's a history of doing unaged whiskies. I mean, we can't call them whiskies, but unaged spirits. So in America they call them white dogs. They're increasingly popular. We've seen in the last year or so a number of malt spirits coming out. I saw another one for the first time last week that was brought to our attention. So it feels like there's something going on there, and people are looking for something which is a bit lighter, which has still got some of those notes, but I think people are much more prepared to play with spirits now than the craft movement in the UK, such as it is, means that people are breaking down some of the walls and people are flavouring stuff. The flavoured bourbons, the big drinks companies are doing flavoured bourbons and they're going like a train. So the traditional walls are breaking down a little bit.
I must admit, I have tried some of these honeyed beverages that you speak of, and I wanted to throw up on one of them. I think it was a Jack Daniels. Yeah.
The Jack Daniels one. It's like drinking Gale's honey.
Yeah. Which is lovely. By the teaspoon.
As a friend of mine's son would say, it's not my favourite.
fair enough. Oh, fantastic. So where next?
So we are currently, we've just shipped our first shipment to Australia. We are hoping to make the product available in China as well, and we're looking to try and sort of grow within the UK as well. So we also do a number of events as well. So we're doing some activity in the Alps. We launched our business in London and in the Alps, and we're hoping to do more in the Alps this coming season. Some potential old school skiing trips in the lineup as well.
And that's fantastic when you think about what kind of beverages of the spirity variety have come out of a place famous for its experimentation, France, for example.
Yeah.
And they have festivals around their drinks as well, which is always a great scene to celebrate these experiments. Yeah. So, just finally, where can we find you online? Tell me a little bit about the still itself. How big are the stills you're using?
So the stills are pretty small. We batch still at the moment, so every bottle is numbered and signed, which was a great idea at the beginning. It's now quite awkward. So we batch the still, and you can buy us. We run regular sampling events at places like Fortnum & Mason's, Jerry's in Soho, which is the ultimate drink shop. They've been good for us, and online drink supermarket we're also available there as well. So and we're coming to a bar near you, hopefully.
Well,
as the saying goes,
good luck. And I might just grab one sample because I feel a little bit of a chesty cough coming on, and I know that there's got to be some kind of medicinal properties going.
If you say so.
Thanks so much.
Cheers.